Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance, a space to dream, explore, and reconnect to your essential self with Stacey Barber. Stacey is a conscious mindset mentor and authentic lifestyle coach with a knack for guiding others to step into their truth and embrace times of transition with courage. Join Stacey in a space for intimate healing and growth, and get ready to face your fears so you can find deeper alignment in your life. Our stories are our light. Let them shine. Grounding into your radiance starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. I'm so honored to be here with you and to be able to continue the conversation around really important topics, subjects, things that are coming up for me personally, things that I'm hearing and seeing and my friends and my clients, and just being able to have an open dialogue about some really meaningful things in life. And that's what my intention for this space is to be able to come and be completely transparent, open, and real so that we can begin to together really visualize and dream about what's possible, to be able to get clear on some of the old conditioned beliefs and ways of believing and thinking that may or may not be serving us any longer, so that we can step into that real true version of who we are. And that's what I tend to call your essential self, your true self, that being, that person that you are and always have been, really getting back to that so that we can live our most authentic life. So I love the idea of letting the universe kind of bring to me what it is that I'm supposed to talk about here, to be able to sit in a space of surrender and trust that I'm going to get a download into what it is that I'm meant to bring, so that whatever I can bring forward will touch someone out there that's listening. So today, what we're going to talk about is really the power behind the 12 universal laws. And I really like to call them the divine universal laws. The laws that have been, always will be present in this world. And once we can start to tap into the realization and the power that they hold, everything can begin to shift. And I like to think about allowing this bigger realm, the spiritual realm, the realm that's beyond our physical touch, that's moving and energetically flowing around us, allowing ourselves to tap into the conduit of that so that we can begin to really start to allow ourselves to step into a life that feels more easeful, less stressful, less of the push and hustle, more of that sitting back and surrendering into what it is that's coming into our psyche, into our lives, into our world. And just like I was saying around this show, that has been my highest intention, is to really stay open to receive what it is that I'm meant to come here and discuss and talk about with each of you. The topic of the universal laws has been something that, as my personal growth and spirituality has deepened, has been something that I keep coming back to over and over and over again. And so I want to state that the first time that you hear these, and some of you, this obviously won't be the first time, but if it is, just let it kind of resonate into your mind, however it lands. So to be completely honest, when I start to dive into some of these deep spiritual knowings and deep understandings that have been around for generations, that so many cultures have really decided to take on and own and like really instill the power of this work into their lives, I can find myself going down the rabbit hole and wanting to know all the things about it, wanting to be able to implement it into every aspect of my life. And that is not always the best way to go about it. And so from personal experience, especially when it comes to these divine laws, because there are quite a few, just to be able to see what might resonate inside of you, to be able to see what comes up, what, when we talk about these things, what is really being shown to you, so that it's something that you can begin to cultivate. And maybe it's just one of the laws that really hits home. You're like, oh, that makes complete sense. This is something that I can put into action today Great. Let that be. And again, this comes back into the trust. Trust that the ones that are meant to come back around will, and that you will be connected with that truth in the moment that it's meant to happen. So this is from my personal experience of, I really love the context of all of this. And I can see when individuals harness the power of these truths, that it really starts to cultivate a completely different way of being that is just so beautifully aligned with the way that I feel our lives are truly meant to be lived. So on that note, just to begin to allow yourself, give yourself the permission to just let whatever lands land. I often hear, you know, let whatever resonates resonate and let the rest just fall to the wayside, right? You'll know, trust that. So getting into the topic around the 12 universal laws, what are universal laws? And what is it that is so empowering, or how can they help me live a better life? Might be a question that you're asking yourself. And really what I consider personally, looking at universal laws and ways I've heard it described before, is that they're really deeply embedded, unchanging laws that these ancient cultures and societies have known and implemented for eons. Really, if you think about like a lot of Hawaiian and Egyptian cultures have adopted this way of being, and that they pass it down generation to generation to generation. And I'm so grateful that these topics are really becoming more mainstream in our culture, to be able to start to realize this beautiful gift that's been before us. And so that we can really appreciate all that's happening. So with the universal law, it's essentially saying that there is this understanding, this way of looking at the world, looking at ourselves, looking at one another, that is always sort of like in the energetic field around, beneath, within us, is always in motion. And so when we can get into the same aligned motion that energetic field is in, things don't seem to feel so hard. We can start to really utilize the power that they hold within to start to cultivate the way of being that feels really deeply aligned for us individually. And as we allow ourselves to go into this practice, it is very much a practice, bringing awareness to how it is that we're being now, how is it that we're showing up, and cultivating the practice of implementing those little moments, those little shifts, those different mindsets, those different ways of looking at the world, so that we can cultivate a new identity that allows us to be able to truly step into the space of freedom, joy, surrender, peace, ease. I truly believe it as our birthright to be in that space, to be enjoying the life that we're living, to be able to walk through life with a heart of gratitude, to be able to see the really difficult moments in life as lessons and what it is that they're teaching us, and how that can sort of soften the rough edges that we might have, that we might have brought into our life from our childhood or past lives, if that's something that you believe in. Being able to really allow ourselves to be fully present in this life and be open and aware to all the beautiful things that are made available to us. And that's the beautiful part about the universal laws. It's not something that we have to create or something that we have to really even look for. It is being aware of what's happening in the energetic field around us at any moment, being able to then understand that, and then allowing those truths to come in. So it's not as if we're going out and we're seeking something. It is allowing the truths to come within us so that we can begin to cultivate and allow the work to begin to happen within. And as that happens within, then we begin to see a different reality in front of us. One of the universal truths, which I'm sure so many of you have heard of, the law of attraction, right? That there was a movie about it. So many people talk about it. It's one of the most popular of the 12. And if you can think about how people have implemented the law of attraction in their lives, this is one of the 12 universal laws this one way of thinking, this one way of being, this one law alone has significantly changed the lives of millions of people throughout the world. And so when we begin to allow the awareness of that, the enormity of how these truths can really start to shift our inner landscape, it will allow us to stay open as these truths are really dropping in. So I really hope that you just allow that to just land, however it may for you, and allow your mind and your heart to stay open to what it is that these truths are going to bring for you, so that you can begin to allow yourself to gently examine how it is that I'm living my life. How am I seeing this picture, this reality in front of me that I may or may not be aware that I'm also helping create? I like to think about taking really beautiful, radical responsibility for ourselves, how we're showing up, our actions, our thoughts, being truly at cause for who we are here on this planet, knowing that we only really get one ride. The journey, you know, there is a start and an end date, and to be able to fully step into all of the beautiful opportunities that are always available to us, to be able to allow ourselves to get aligned into that space is really such a gift. And that's what I feel like the knowledge and the awareness, the bringing in of these truths has been for me. It's been a huge gift. So we're going to come back in a moment. We're going to take a quick break, but on the break, I just want you to start to allow yourself to get into that space of really staying open, feeling as if your heart, your mind, your soul, they're allowing these truths to drop in. Feeling any space in your body where you might feel constricted, or there might be a little like a misunderstanding, or I'm not quite sure what we're going to talk about. Really breathe into that and allow yourself to stay open and expansive as we come back and drop down into all of these beautiful truths. So we will be back in just a moment. This is Grounding into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber, and I will see you back here in just a bit.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand to miracles waiting for you.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I am so excited to be able to drop into some beautiful content and conversation with you today. Before break, we were talking about really the awareness and truth and light that bringing the awareness of the universal truths and laws of the world that we live in into our awareness, that helps us to be able to really cultivate and expand into the person and being that we really know that we want to be in this world and show up in such a beautiful way. And I was speaking to the fact that really allowing this to sink in is such a beautiful gift that allows us the ability to be able to release control, step into a space of trust and surrender that the universe really is always working towards our greater good. There allows us to release the strive and the push, right, that we tend to see in modern society of I need to get to point B as quickly as possible, and this is what it has to look like. And once we start to dive into these laws, I hope that it starts to allow you to really truly see how sometimes we unintentionally can make things feel a little bit harder than they need to be. And that as we begin to allow ourselves to release into these truths, that it allows us to be able to step back and really enjoy the life that we're living. So let's dive in. Let's start to talk about what these universal truths are, how we can implement them into our lives, and really sit with what might be coming up for you. There's a spiritual author, her name is Shannon Kaiser, and she really explains the universal laws of all of the laws are about mastering your life with love and joy, knowing that there is a constant ever-being stream of love, joy, light that we all have access to. And so being able to really master the practice of this, being able to practice, let it become part of just who you are, it allows us to be able to utilize these laws for our ultimate greatest good. So we're going to go down the list together. We're going to talk about each one. The first one is the law of divine oneness. So essentially this law brings light to the reality that everything, all things around us, within us, in our field energetically that we can see, that we can't see, all things are connected. There's an interconnectedness to all things and beings. This comes back around to the idea that we're all in this together, which I know that we all heard a lot the last year of being in a space of the pandemic when everyone was experiencing the effects of this virus in different ways, but there was definitely a sense of oneness that we are all in this together. We're all experiencing something that may be one way for one person or for the other. It might not be the exact same, but there is definitely a holistic and overarching oneness that we could feel. And letting that just ring true. This is knowing that each thought and action that you personally put out into the world will indeed affect the whole. Thinking about how the energy that you carry into a room, how you can enter the room and you can either bring the energy of love, of being excited to be there, of openness, of presence, or think about the times when you may or may not have gotten stuck in traffic and you're running late and you come in either upset or apologizing, your energy's frantic, right? To really realize and allow ourselves to take responsibility for how those actions affect everyone and everything around us. Knowing that that's a big, big truth and responsibility to take upon ourselves, and allowing the truth that it does truly affect everything and everyone around us helps us to start to see what is it that I want to bring more of into my life? And how about I practice putting more of that out, right? The law reminds us that we are all created from the same source. I like to say at times, like we're all from the same dirt. Like we all started this life in the same way. We all came into this life in the same manner, and allowing ourselves to see more of that likeness, that we're more alike than we are different, truly allows us to start to invite in a lens and a perspective of love and compassion when we might be around others that we don't fully understand or that are doing things differently than we are. Coming back to the awareness that we truly are interconnected and that we're one, and what I am feeling is affecting another, and so on. So really letting that sink in, that we are all interconnected in this life. The law of vibration is the second divine law of the universe. I love this because I've talked so often about how everything in life is energy. Everything around us, within us, in our psyche, around all the things, it's all energy. And energy carries a very specific frequency. And otherwise, frequency can also be known as vibration. So this law states that our vibrational frequency can inform our lived experience. So for instance, if you find yourself in a real low vibe state, it can be a very powerful practice to be able to take the responsibility of raising your own vibration, doing something that makes you feel good. If you wake up and your mind is running about all the things to do, and then you jump out of bed and you're late and you're running downstairs to make the coffee and the coffee spills, and it's this cycle, this vicious cycle that we can get caught up in. Bringing awareness to, okay, what is my vibe right now? What level is my energy sitting at in this moment? And if you can think about it on a number scale, if we're in a really low vibe state, if we're angry or we're disappointed or we're jealous or all the different things, think about that as like a really low number, like in the 9, 10 realm. And then think about one of the most amazing moments in your life. I often think about when I first had my firstborn, when they brought her over and laid her on my chest. I mean, folks, we're like up at 100, if we're like on a 1 to 100 scale, right? So thinking about all of the feelings that rushed in with that, and realizing that at any moment when I find myself in a lower vibrational energy or frequency, that I can at any moment shift that. I have the power to do that within me. For me, that means getting outside and taking a walk. It means going and petting my dog on the ear, rubbing his ears and feeling his tail wag. It means hearing the laughter of my children. It means walking on the beach, right? And this is different for each and every person. But what is it that makes you feel good? That feel good is a direct signal to your entire system that says, ooh, I want more of that. Let's raise the energy. Let's raise the vibration. So knowing that everything is literally pulsing at a certain vibration and frequency, thinking about how is it that I can start to shift that when I'm in a space that I don't really feel good or things aren't working out? What responsibility can you take for your vibrational energy as well? Going back to the first law, knowing that my energy is then therefore affecting anyone and everyone in my sphere and beyond. It's the ripple effect. So I love that one. The third one, the law of correspondence. So this law states that what we see happening in the world before us and our reality is in fact a mirror to what's occurring inside of us at that moment. So for instance, if you're feeling angry, and maybe you're not even aware of how you're feeling, but what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of anger, a lot of different emotions coming at you that don't feel good. It's really checking into, what is it that this is showing me about myself? How is this moment, how is the reality that I am living, that I'm seeing in front of me, giving me an opportunity to look back into what's happening within me? It's the idea of what's above is below, what's with outside of us is also happening inside of us. So what do you do if you don't like what you're seeing? I love the quote from Nelson Mandela that was like, be the change that you want to see. What is it that you want to start seeing? And go ahead and be that for yourself, because that in fact will be mirrored back to you. And think about the ways that you can activate more of what you're desiring within, and always, always look for the opportunity for that lens to be put up in each moment that might feel as it's like a struggle or a difficult moment in life. What is it that life is showing you and teaching you in that moment? Being able to allow life to be a mirror to what it is that's happening deep within you. And oftentimes we don't even know what's happening within us. And it's such a beautiful truth and reminder that life will always show us where we need to shift, where we need to change, because we're always evolving. We're always growing. And to be able to be in that space of surrender of, okay, I might not see exactly what I need to see right now, but I also understand that life is being a mirror for me. I think this about this a lot in relationship with our spouses, our partners. What is it that we're seeing in them that is triggering, or that we don't really love to be around, or the energy that might be really uncomfortable for us? This is really hard. I'm saying this. I've had to practice this myself. What is it that I'm seeing in my spouse that I actually need to be working on myself inside of me? And boy, that's not an easy pill to swallow sometimes, because we tend to see the ugliest parts of our spouse because we live each and every day with them. And when those truths start to come through, it's okay. What is it that I'm seeing in him or her that I need to start to also turn around and be able to look at myself? So these are all great. We're just getting started. Those are the first three. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to start with number four and we're going to keep going down the list. I hope this is already starting to allow you to think about things a little bit differently and allow yourself to just let these truths sink in. So we'll be right back. This is Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm Stacey Barber and I'll see you in a bit.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. I am loving talking about the divine laws of the universe with you today, the universal laws, the truths and the reality that are present in our world all the time, never wavering, always available and present for us. And allowing these truths to start to deeply cultivate the individual and the person that we want to be in this life. So we just went through the first three. The fourth law is well known to many. It is the law of attraction. And again, I mean, this is such a powerful law that there have been movies and books and so many different topics that have focused around this law and seeing how it has deeply changed the lives of millions of people shows the sheer power of these truths. So the law of attraction, if you haven't really, if you don't know a lot about it, it is simply stating that the energy that we put out and the what we focus on in our mind is what we're going to get more of. I love the way that this is said is where our energy flows, your focus goes, or where your focus goes, energy flows. So thinking about what is it that I am contemplating or thinking about at any moment in my life, knowing that as I'm creating that picture in my mind, that indeed that will also come back into my life in some way. It's simply saying what you think about is what you get. And it comes down to the true power of manifestation in its most raw version. Simply knowing that our mind constantly thinks in picture form, and whatever picture or drawing or movie that we're playing in our mind at any moment is what we're going to experience in our life. If you can think about going on a trip and you think about all the things that are going to go so great, like you're going to get to the airport on time. You're going to get the seat, like that nobody, that just so happens that there's no one else on your row. The flight is seamless. You get to your location, right? On and on and on, really cultivating what it is that you want to see. Now think about that versus getting stuck in traffic, you're late, you're running through the airport. By the time you get there, the gate's almost closed. You forgot to go to the bathroom, like all the things. You're this domino effect of any moment of what it is that we're thinking about, where our focus goes, it ends up being created into our existence. So the beautiful part about all of these laws is that once we're aware, once we can catch ourselves being in that rush mode or getting stuck in a feeling of anger, we have the power in that moment to be able to change the narrative, to be able to change what it is that we're thinking about, what it is that we're talking about, what it is that we're journaling about, all the different things, being able to take the power back in. And instead of focusing on what we don't want, focus on what it is that you do want. It's as if I think about it like this, is anything that I'm thinking or saying out loud, I'm essentially putting an order into the universe. I'm saying, all right, if I'm going to order a smoothie, I want pineapple, coconut milk, spinach, just a splash of this, no ice, this type of straw, right? Getting really specific. Our life is no different. So if I'm sitting here thinking about, God, I can't wait to sit with my feet in the sand at my home that I'm going to own in the Caribbean with my kids playing in the background, focusing on that versus maybe the things that might be going wrong in the world right now and in my life. And this is such an important truth to talk about today as we're starting to feel a little bit of a breath around lockdown and quarantine. What is it that we're focusing on? What are we going to focus on? Are we going to focus on all the things that went really bad? Or can we allow ourselves to see the lessons and the light and the silver linings in some of these opportunities so that we can cultivate more and more of that? So the biggest takeaway is really start to get clear on what it is that you're thinking and saying, and start to think about and say what you want in life versus what you don't want. The fifth law is the law of inspired action. So this law is all about taking aligned, actionable steps. which allows us to invite in more of what we want into our lives. And I like to think about inspired action as sort of that gut feeling or that little nudge or the whisper, the internal compass that we have that's always leading us in our divinely called direction. And it's, again, so much about trusting and surrendering that the universe always has our best interests at heart. And it's always leading us into our personal version of greatness and excellence. So often we come up with the idea of, I want it to look this way. And if I'm going to do this thing, it's got to check all of the boxes, that it's not giving the universe, the world, opportunities to be able to sort of take us in a direction that will get us to that same goal, but it's going to feel a lot easier. It's going to feel a lot more enjoyable. We're going to really allow ourselves to experience all of the bliss that's available through that. Example that comes to mind for me that I still kind of have this inner chuckle about, and is I remember when I went to my first doctor's appointment when I found out that I was pregnant with my first daughter. And my doctor asked me if I had a birthing plan. And at that point, this was all very new to me. And I was like, a birthing plan. And she was like, well, a plan as to what it looks like for, you know, the delivery and this and that. And then I was like, I know. And it's like, should I? She's like, honestly, no matter how much we want something to look a certain way, nature is nature. Things are going to progress and occur as they're going to occur. And she said, I would honestly rather someone not have one so that we don't have this expectation of the way that it's going to roll out, so that we can just be present in the moment and allow things to occur as they will. And I really love that. I remember feeling so empowered around that too, that this is also very congruent with all areas of our lives, that yes, I can, you know, deeply desire a healthy baby, as easy, you know, labor and pregnancy as possible. But at the end of the day, I have very little control over that. So if I allow myself to just do the next best thing for me and stay, you know, aligned and open to what's coming into my field, then all of these amazing things that I might not have even considered will begin to come up. So just really thinking about being open to the path that we're being shown, that it's not always easy, but it's really necessary to live a deeply fulfilling life that is aligned with our soul's purpose. The sixth law of attraction, this is called the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. It's a mouthful. So as mentioned before, everything is energy. And what this law states is that on an energetic level, everything in the universe is constantly changing, evolving, growing, shifting, and that it's never really still. And it truly highlights the power of our personal energy that we were speaking of before, the vibrational levels that we carry within and around us. And noticing that different emotional states correlate with different emotional vibrational energies. Like we were talking about before, am I feeling at a level 10 or am I up at a 90? And the truth around the power of these higher vibrational energies, that they will essentially transmute or overpower the lower ones when done so with intention. So thinking about how I can start to shift that, think about how empowering it is to feel good and to call in that sense of joy and how that can kick us right out of a low vibe energy space immediately. The seventh law is the law of cause and effect. And one of my mentors always used to say, always be at cause. Always be at cause for yourself, your actions, what it is that you're wanting to create in your life. Always take that responsibility within yourself because it is yours. And so this is essentially saying that every action creates a reaction, otherwise known as an effect. Cause and the effect. It reminds us of the importance of really being responsible and truly aware of how it is that we're showing up, and that at any given moment, what we're putting out is also what we're going to receive back in some way. So a lot of synchronicity in these laws of really feeling of what it is that I am, how I'm showing up, who it is that I want to be, how the world will then show us that, and we'll receive more of that as it comes in. The eighth law is the law of compensation. So this law confirms that the idea of you reap what you sow. It states that your efforts will always come back to you in a positive form as long as you're contributing to your higher calling or your goal. So if you're seeking more of something in your life, first ask how you can provide this for someone or something else. I tend to think about the power of serving other people, that if I am in a low vibrational state, that if I go out and I do something really kind for someone else, if I am in service to another person, the benefits that I receive are enormous. And I'm not doing it to receive the feelings myself, but this is essentially what we've been talking about, what you're putting out. If you're sending out love, if you're sending out support, if you're sending out all of the good vibrational energy to another individual or another cause or some supporting something that's really close to your heart, that you will in fact, also receive that back to yourself, and sometimes tenfold. And so really thinking about that we are going to be compensated for the deeds that we are putting out into the world. What is it that your soul is calling you towards? What is it that you feel so passionate about? Let yourself go there. Let yourself find the energy and the charisma that's behind that, and really let that move you forward so that you in turn will also receive that back into your life. So we've got a few more laws to dig into. I'm really excited to get down into the rest of these. I hope you're enjoying this. I love talking about this with you guys. We're going to take a quick little break though. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the rest of the universal laws that can change your life when you start to allow the power of their energy into your body, your soul, your mind, into your life. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Grounding Into Your Radiance. I'm your host, Stacey Barber. I'm really honored that you're here, that you are taking time in your day, which is precious time, to be able to have the conversation and discuss things that are really going to shift the paradigm of your life. You in this moment are taking responsibility, like radical responsibility, for who it is that you want to be and how you want to show up. And I commend you for that. So thank you for being here with us and continuing the conversation today around the power of the universal laws of how everything that is occurring within and outside of us, how it's all beautiful information. And when we can really sort of relax back into this knowing, it can help us step into a life that we could only dream of before. So we're on the ninth divine law out of 12, the divine law of relativity. And with this, the law instills the presence of relative. This is another word that'll get you, right? Relativism in all things, meaning that in the end, the meaning of something that we see in a person or an individual or a thing is only created through our personal perspective or perception of something. That if we see something that is beautiful and it's awe-inspiring, it just takes our breath away, that's the meaning that we have actually put onto that. That doesn't mean that the next person that comes and sees the exact thing, same thing is going to feel that way. I think about parents and how they can see their children in such a different light than others might see them in any given moment, that they can really, they've created a meaning of what their children essentially hold in their hearts. And so thinking about this, it states that everything that exists and that is happening in our world is essentially neutral, that the tree that I see that might instill this warm, fuzzy feeling, that's the feeling that I've evoked inside of myself. It might actually make someone else angry. It might make someone else a different emotion. So realizing that everything in our world is neutral. And there are plenty of times that we put meaning to something that is not always a positive effect in our lives, right? How an individual can upset us and that we create a meaning around that and who they are. And if we can come down back to the reality, going back to the very first universal law, that we're all more alike than we are different. We're all, you know, the interconnectedness of it. If we can come back to that truth, we can start to really see that person as who they are. Really not taking it in as our personal belief, being able to say, okay, this is a meaning that I've created. And that means that we have the power to create a new one. And so it really debunks the tendency that many of us might have to compare ourselves or our lives or our things to anyone else's, because in reality, everyone and everything are essentially neutral. And it's our perspective of what is real that counts. So what is it that I want to believe about this thing? How can I begin to shift my inner landscape around that? There's a lot of power in that one, guys. The next law is the law of polarity. So essentially thinking about that everything in life has an opposite. There's love and there's fear. There's up and there's down. There's here and there's there, right? And that any moment, this truth can be utilized towards your greater good. So it's a really beautiful practice to be able to tune into what is the opposite of a situation that it might look or feel like, which oftentimes allows us to be able to adopt a new lens or perspective. So if you and your spouse are having like a little tiff and there's a lot of anger or fear or just resentment that's coming in, reminding yourself of the opposite of that, that at some point there was deep admiration and love and affection that was part of your relationship or you wouldn't be together. And being able to start to cultivate more of that, realizing that there is the up and the down of life. I like to think of the waves in the ocean, that the wave is never going to stay way up here. It can't. That won't create the flow. That there is also a downside of the wave or a down kick or a descent, that there is always this constant motion, thinking about the vibrational energy that's always moving. And that also the polarity of life is very present as well. So being able to acknowledge the opposite in a situation where we might not feel aligned or the energy is really at a low vibe state. The next divine law of the universe is the law of rhythm. And I love this one probably the most because I think about how nature is such a beautiful example and teacher of this. So essentially the law of rhythm states that all things in life have seasons. That there is a season to grow, a season to rest, a season to explore, a season to nest, a season to expand or soften and settle, that at any moment, we are going to be a different person than we were 5 minutes ago, than we were a couple seconds ago, that we are constantly in the, and I like to think almost like a lazy river, that we're like, we're in the lazy river and we never know what part of the ride we're going to be on. And knowing that there's a season, like we were just talking about the wave, that there is an up and there is a down, and there's a whole different way of allowing ourselves to really rest back in that. And what I think about often in the way that so many of us have been conditioned to live and to be in the society that we live in is to be striving for the next thing, to not enjoy the moment where we're at, so to be able to get to the next phase. It's the idea of climbing the ladder in our jobs, the ideal of, okay, I'm married, now let's talk about babies, and let's, right? It's the being in the wave of what's next, what's next, what's next. And I think so often too, there is a sense of instant gratification that I'm going to put the work in now, and I know that I need to feel the effects of it immediately. And if I don't, then I'm going to go to the next thing, and so on and so on. Versus saying, all right, I feel energized. I feel aligned. I'm going to put in my inspired action towards this goal today. And then trusting and surrendering to maybe tomorrow, I don't even open my computer. Maybe it's a day that I am outside reading my book. I'm enjoying my children, letting our bodies and our whole beings be able to go into tuning into what it is that it's calling more of. How can we be able to allow our whole system to be able to resonate with what it is that it needs in that moment, right? Being able to bring an immense sense of awareness and gratitude towards the ever-changing seasons of our lives versus resisting them. That happens so often. It's, I'm not where I thought I was going to be. I'm not there yet. This hasn't happened yet. How can I get there quicker? Versus saying, okay, what is it that's going really well right now? What season do I find myself in? What rhythm am I in at this moment? Can I just be here now? Can I be in a space of acceptance and gratitude in this moment today so that I can then allow myself to experience everything that's available to me here, knowing that the rhythm will also change, that there will be a moment in life when we need more energy and we have to keep going. So really allowing ourselves to allow that truth in is so powerful. Very last law is the law of gender. And I think this is a really powerful one as well. Thinking about that in all things, all living things, there is a feminine and a masculine presence. Being able to tap into and harness the power of each is so extremely important for internal balance and health. And again, so often in today's world, what we would consider sort of the masculine energy, and this is not at all genderfied in men and women in the world that we live in, as far as like the born into this life as a man or a female, it is that the energetic qualities within each of us, that drive or that push or that control, or also organization and logistics, that's a very masculine quality. Calling in and allowing in the feminine aspects of our being as well. How can we allow more ease and joy and acceptance into where it is and how it is that we want to show up so that we don't get to a space of burnout or finding ourselves ill, really allowing ourselves to flow into that feminine essence so that it can bring in a sense of ease and joy into our lives. And as we do this, as we implement these laws into our lives, I think the benefits are going to be undeniable for each of you. So thank you for being here with me today. I really love this conversation and the power that I hope this brings into your life. You can find me on my website at stacybarber.com. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, we will be here allowing whatever it is to come in that we will have the conversation and keep the conversation going with you all. I hope you have a beautiful day. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Grounding Into Your Radiance, where you become empowered to face change and transition from a place of clarity. Learn to shed your layers and declutter the space between your story and your truth. Do you feel a little lighter now?
Tune in next time for more opportunities to explore, dream, and reconnect with your essential self with Stacy Barber. For more information about Stacy and her services, visit stacybarber.com. That's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, barber.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.